Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Republican Party of San Luis Obispo releases statement on Eradicate MAGA remarks. Cambria man arrested for possession of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from Slo County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall on June 6th. Folks was quoted saying, "We want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The statement from the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo says, quote, "They strongly reject this type of rhetoric and ask for the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement." The release also says, "We encourage all citizens of San Luis Obispo County to reject diverse rhetoric and recommit themselves to the principles of civil discourse, mutual respect, and democratic participation." The county sheriff's office arrested a Cambria man for the possession of child sexual abuse material. Sheriff's office served a warrant for a residence on the 400 block of Layton Street on June 10th, related to an investigation that began in April. The suspect was identified as 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo of Cambria. He was arrested for possessing more than 600 images of child sexual abuse material. He has been released from the county jail after posting bail. It is undetermined if there are any local victims associated with the suspect. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority reviewing appeals to landowner fee study. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News time is 6:10.
You Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In Praga's previous meeting, they approved the Prop 26 groundwater sustainability fee, authorizing the placement of charges on the county property tax roll at a rate of $22.90 per acre foot of consumptive groundwater use. In its meeting this afternoon, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of these fees. Staff is recommending the board to approve 12 of the appeals. The agenda contains a detailed summary of each appeal, which appeal the calculated amount of groundwater use, claim the consumed use is not groundwater, or challenge the fee's authority. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The City of Paso Robles 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of this annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to an evening of live music alongside a fun zone and food trucks, and then its spectacular fireworks finality. Entertainment will kick off at 5:30 p.m. with Garden Party, local musicians performing classics from the 60s and 70s. Afterwards, at 7:15, we'll be stepping out, taking the stage with high-energy hits from artists such as Bruno Mars, Selena, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Immediately following the musical performances will be a special patriotic tribute. This will feature a presentation of colors by the North County Veterans Color Guard, followed by a live performance of the national anthem. The City of Morro Bay has announced its Independence Weekend activities. Starting July 3rd will be a Friday night drone show and festival featuring a concert by the Molly Ringwald Project, food trucks, a floating bar, and a drone show at the Tidelands Park. Then on the 4th of July will be a family fun day with a bike parade from Morro Creek Bridge. There will be carnival games, a hot dog eating contest, live music, and family contests. Throughout the weekend will also be Art in the Park at the Morro Bay City Park featuring over 100 artists and makers. And at the waterfront market with over 30 local vendors selling handmade and baked goods at Giovanni's Fish Market parking lot. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Athletics 3-1, the Padres over the Braves 7-6, the Angels beat the Orioles 5-1, the Dodgers over the Twins 12-3, the Yankees beat the Tigers 4-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Twins, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the state of California says as it intends to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its deal to end an offshore wind project proposed for the Central Coast. Attorney General Rob Bonta said the state won't stand by as the Trump administration, quote, illegally strikes deals to kill offshore wind projects and replace them with more windfalls for his fossil fuel friends. California has committed millions to investing in wind energy, calling for the development of 25 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2046. California government officials have announced they have placed a historic housing affordability bond on the November 2026 ballot. The bond would make long-term investments into affordable housing and home ownership, including assistance for veterans, middle and lower income households, and more. The bond is valued at about $11.25 billion. The Imperial County Board of Supervisors recently walked back its decision to approve the combination of several tracts of land for a 1 million square foot facility in Southern California. The 45-day moratorium has been declared, and the board will form a public commission to advise the county on zoning policies for the data center facilities. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as farmers across the country battle rising input costs, labor shortages, and tight commodity margins, one Kansas agronomist believes the answer may lie beneath their feet. Jared Stegman, a sales agronomist with Teva Ag, says regenerative agriculture practices along with improved soil biology, are helping producers reduce input costs while maintaining productivity.
I want to help guys as much as I possibly can, be a great resource for them. And, you know, if we make some sales along the way, great. But at the end of the day, it is truly just about helping the farmer carry on and do their business.
According to Stegman, one of the most exciting developments in agriculture today is the growing interest in regenerative farming and the role of soil biology. He describes the billions of microorganisms living in farm soils as an untapped workforce that can help improve nutrient cycling, moisture retention, and overall crop performance.
Luckily for them, they have millions upon trillions of little workers that are hiding in their soil that are ready to go to work for them.
And he says feeding soil microbes through carbon-based practices can help unlock nutrients and improve overall soil function. Learn more at TivaAg.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the Master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create the social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response, Pinzon told AgAlert in an interview. During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for communities' ability to survive an event like this, she said. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday. Sunny skies Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Partly cloudy on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s on Tuesday. 79 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Good food, great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says in an interview this morning that he sees the economy returning to growth of 3% before the end of the year. The steep decline in tech shares this week pushed the NASDAQ down 4%. Those stock futures are in the green this morning. Chipmaker Micron Technology reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. FedEx was shipping more packages in the recent quarter, though it had higher costs, and the stock is skidding. Crude oil prices continue to trade in a range as investors monitor developments in the Iran conflict. Brent crude at $74 a barrel. It is the first time it's been under $75 a barrel since February. West Texas Intermediate crude is down to $71 a barrel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hey,
emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're set and ready to go. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Join us. A little bear for you.
I was sitting in Friday sucking on a glass of wine. When in walks a chick who almost struck me blind. That wet blue eyes and her legs were long and fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give her a 9.
Good morning, Exchange.
Already there.
KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen will have on. Kathy Walker and Carolyn Smith are discussing some things having to do with Cal Poly and some other issues that are very interesting. Very interesting. All righty. Also, a little reminder, as Chris told you about some of the festivities taking place here for our 250th, the Templeton, the Rotary Club of Templeton, their July 4th parade. That will begin at 9:30 this year, in 9:30. That's a little bit of a time change, so just be aware of it, all right? And enjoy a beautiful festivities that they have down there in Templeton every year for the parade. All right, let's see here. What possibly do we have here? I don't have much today, folks, so go ahead. Oh, the Bonta thing. He's suing the Trump administration. I don't know how many lawsuits that the state of California has against the Trump administration, but shall we remember that there were some issues regarding the secrecy of the original contracts on this? As a matter of fact, I think it was the drinking lady down there on the Board of Supervisors who denied knowing anything about it, which was let me see. What would some people say? She forgot or misspoke, and I like to simplify things, is that she lied about it and she got caught, but that's gone away because that generally does go away, those type of things. But also, Bonta doesn't seem to know that a majority of the people in Morro Bay don't want it either. They don't want it there. But why would the government care about what people want in their own backyard? They want to shove it down your throats. So we'll see how far this goes with that. All right. Also, Chris, you had a story on the data centers?
One of them was a California story, yes.
Okay. And so they are, I don't know if you would say they're a necessity. I'm guessing because the technology changes that somebody's going to have it. But apparently, many cities don't want them in their backyard. And there are, several reasons. Facilities, these big centers, they consume massive amounts of local resources. They strain the power grids and the water supplies. Additionally, they offer minimal long-term employment. And they generate disruptive noise pollution and sometimes necessitate significant tax breaks that reduce public revenue. And one of the things about the, government says, well, it's going to create jobs. Well, that's great, but what's the long-term ramifications other than the good intentions? Well, the centers create construction jobs, which is great. What happens once those jobs are done? These server warehouses require very few permanent staff members, maybe just 20 to 50 compared to other industrial developments. The noise pollution, the cooling systems and backup generators, we've had that issue here on some of the vineyards, particularly in Templeton, they run continuously, producing a constant low-frequency hum that neighboring communities often find distressing and annoying. Many of these centers use millions of gallons of water daily for cooling servers. Obviously, in drought-prone regions, this creates direct competition with residential and agricultural water needs.
And these centers, especially those powering AI, consume staggering amounts of electricity. Now, this demand can outpace local generating capacity, leading to higher electricity rates for local residents and businesses, not to mention more potential, which we see this often here on the Central Coast or around California, and that is the power outages. Power outages. So there are a couple of locations, including Virginia and Maine, they have implemented temporary bans or moratoriums or stricter zoning on these centers. So something's going to have to come to a head eventually as, again, the technology moves further and further to, the AI. It's here. It's here. Also, around the Central Coast, for those of you that live north of Paso Robles, and that would be in the city of San Miguel, safe and sane fireworks are banned in San Miguel this 4th of July. This is the first time the Community Service District has ever prohibited them. The board did not approve the use or discharge of safe and sane fireworks within the San Miguel Community Service District boundaries. So because of this, fireworks will not be allowed. This comes from the San Miguel Fire Department. So for those of you up there in San Miguel, I know that for years and years and years, I don't know what, I think it was a Lions Club. They had their stand there. And it was kind of funny because it was right next to the fire department. And that was for the safe and sane. I know they used to have one, I think maybe the Boy Scouts or some group like that in Templeton used to do that. But San Miguel, it gone. All right, so just a little bit of a reminder, because the fines could be pretty substantial, such as under this ordinance, people who use fireworks within the boundaries could face misdemeanor charges, including fines between $500 and $1,000, and violators can also spend up to 1 year in county jail. However, in some instances where we've seen some cases here around California and in the county, if you kill or what's that with the child molestation and stuff like that, you can get 3 years in jail. But if you lie off one of these fireworks, you could spend a year in county jail. So I always love the consistency with the rules and regulations. Okay, so just a couple of things off the top of my head this morning here on The Right Choice. Also, Chris, are you ready?
Ready.
It has nothing to do with the yearbook.
Well, isn't that fortunate?
Yes, it is. Unless you're looking for some more.
No. No, I'm not searching.
Okay. All of us have gone through this.
What, puberty?
No, some people just never grow up, so I'm not going to acknowledge that. Checkout donations.
Oh, okay. They ask you if you want to donate when you're at the when you're checking out at a grocery store, right?
Well, not only that, but it's the roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the rounding up.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with either of them?
I'm okay with them existing. Yes.
Okay. Does it happen often?
Well, when I go grocery shopping, there's always some, I don't always get asked. Now it's just an automated thing where, you know, at the little pad where you tap or insert your card, they'll ask you if you want to donate. I just hit no every time.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that because I only use cash. So I'm not familiar with the question asked on that. So that's automatic. So that takes it away from the checkout person having to do it.
Correct.
Okay, which is good because you know, they really have no choice. They work there, so they're going to follow the rules, and they're told to do that. Well, it seems that checkout donation and cash rounding up fatigue is getting to the boiling point across the United States. Shoppers are getting pretty annoyed by frequent requests to donate at the, well, one is what you're saying is the pin pad, which since you don't mind, but try to change here for a second. Would you be a little more annoyed if you, instead of the PIN, that the checkout person was asking you every time?
No, and that's because I've worked in retail and I know what it's like to have to ask something per company policy for every single transaction.
Did you like doing it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And sometimes I wouldn't just because I didn't feel like doing it.
Ooh.
So you're not breaking the rules.
Breaking the rules, going a little crazy there, huh? Going out on the edge.
Yep, I went rogue during company hours. I didn't ask people if they wanted to donate.
Okay, did anybody ask? I mean, was there ever a conversation amongst, and I also realized that the supervisor doesn't have much say in this because it's a company policy, but was there any discussion, again, in the office or whatever, like, gosh, do we really have to do this?
No.
No?
There wasn't much discussion anyway, so there wouldn't be much discussion about that.
Okay. Well, anyway, shoppers are increasingly getting annoyed by this request to donate at the pin pad or aggressive cashier tactics. And I've never experienced the aggressive cashier tactics.
Me neither, because I think it takes a special kind of person to be able to do that.
They've just very nicely or just kind of a matter of fact, because it's almost like, I got to do this. This is my job. Would you care to donate to this? I say no thanks.
Yeah, I would say that's the average experience.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, though, you might get the person who's aggressive, but aggressive is kind of a negative term, and I understand it, but those people are, they're good at what they do, even if you don't like what they do.
Well, again, I haven't experienced that, so I don't know. Maybe they become aggressive or a little bit based on the reaction of the person that they ask. And, then they get, a little defensive and so forth.
Are you talking about aggressive as in the person who's the store cashier or the person who's shopping?
Person who's shopping. Maybe they, they're having just one of those days or they're just tired of it and they get to the boiling point. And, they just, excuse me, would you like to? No, I don't want to donate to the damn thing and ask me and stop asking me that question.
Right. Okay. Well, that's not what I was referring to when I said aggressive. I meant aggressive, quote unquote, for the cashier. You know how they encourage sometimes in companies aggressive sales tactics?
Right.
So that's what I meant. It's not actually aggressive, physically or intimidating. You're persistent.
Lots of words could be used for that. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So,
and like I said, it takes a special kind of person to actually want to do that.
Right. Okay. And some are good at it. All right. So the other part of this is the mandatory bill round. And I don't know how that's why they're wording it mandatory bill rounding up. Many folks think that corporations use these, donations to inflate their own public image and boost cash flow. The Roundup, they're calling it the Roundup tax, and this has to do with the phase-out of the penny. Cash transactions are increasingly rounded to the nearest nickel, while laws aim to round down just as often as up. Studies suggest consumers are frequently losing the extra cents on the dollar, leading to rounding tax up. So I have not often I've encountered, would you like to round up? Not so much for the penny, but for a cause. And I'd like to say, well, why don't you round down so I can pay my mortgage? A lot of customers, they just feel embarrassed to say no. It's a little bit yesterday when I was talking about this intimidation, and I'll tie that in here in a second, with the Republican Party's response here in the county to dirtbag folks on that is, why would you feel embarrassed or intimidated just because you want to keep your money? Again, I always go to, if enough people said no, stop this nonsense, maybe the nonsense, because this is annoying more and more people, maybe it stops. But if you keep saying yes simply because you're embarrassed, well, you get what you deserve. Now, many customers feel manipulated when these companies ask average earners to donate, which often allows a company to claim a massive charitable tax deduction under their own corporate name. According to some, that retail workers report being heavily penalized by managers if they do not hit a specific roundup quota. You never experienced that, did you?
Well, I didn't do much of the donation bit. It was more so for like rewards programs and cards, and they were very aggressive about pushing that.
Did they threaten to take your first child or anything like that if you didn't reach what they wanted?
They threatened to fire me.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to talk about the pennies that they keep asking you to give away somehow. I just went to, there was one, two, three places recently where they asked me if I wanted my penny. And I said, yes, it's still American money. Thank you very much. And the person behind me at the other cash register was like, oh, no, keep it. Keep the penny. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I went someplace else where they didn't have change in the cash register, and so they just gave me less. And I was like, wait a minute, where's my change? This is not my change. Oh, I didn't have the money. And I said, well, go to the other cash register and get me my change. It was crazy. Like, they were like looking at me like I was the crazy person.
Now,
anyway.
Would you have demanded that you get your money even though it's only a couple of pennies or so?
Yeah. I mean, I did it politely and stuff, but I was like, it's still my money and it's, I'm sorry, but it's not yours.
No. I agree with you 100%. I mean, the nerve.
The nerve, exactly. And I say, well, if I was there to buy something and I didn't have the change, you wouldn't let me buy it.
What was
their... But you want me to give you my extra.
What was their response?
Oh, I don't have that argument too often. I didn't say that out loud.
But oh, okay.
That's my thoughts behind it. Because I don't know. I feel like it's just ridiculous. It's still our money, regardless if they consider it important or not.
Well, you know, if you just do the math, suppose, I'm not saying every, but the amount of customers that come through these establishments during the week, if they did that to, you know, I don't know, 10 or 15% of the customers, how much money would that be?
Right? In a slush fund. I wish I had that slush fund.
Right, because I am a saver. When I see nickels or pennies on the floor, I pick them up. And I've
Me
got,
too!
I've got a boatload of pennies in the garage and nickels and quarters and stuff like that from the change. And it adds adds up at the end of the year. I'm usually about $120 worth of coins.
Right? People, I don't understand. And I think people are okay with it more and more because they're digital money instead of real money.
Well,
and I did say to one person, I said, you know, they said something about the penny, and I said, it's still money. It's still American money. We need to be able to use it. Well, they're phasing it out. And I said, well, it's not phased out yet. So there's that.
Yeah, I will cross that bridge when it comes.
Right? Me too. Anyways, that's just my story with the change.
All right, keep fighting.
Yes, definitely. You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, to the other line we go. Hi, a penny for your thought. A penny for your thought.
I would take that, but because of inflation, I at least need a nickel.
Well, I don't know if your thought is worth a nickel, so go ahead.
Talking about getting, rounding up and rounding, they don't round down, but anyway, not that I know of, but about asking questions at work, I don't know if I said this before, but where I work, they say that you ask for the customer's email address. Well, there is a program that we use, and it won't let you go any further unless you put an email address in there. So I put decline@decline.com. So I don't know. Hopefully nobody has that email address, or whoever does is getting a boatload of declined emails.
All right, so I'm trying to understand this. So are you saying that if I'm a customer and I come in and I don't want to give you my email address, it's theoretically it's going to just sit there?
No, I just bypass it. I mean,
well, But what I'm saying is, if you didn't do that or figure out to do that, so what would be the situation? Would I not be able to continue on with the purchase?
That's a loaded question, because the person that's standing there taking the information, I mean, there's another guy that just went 1234 at whatever.com. So to answer your question, yes, it would stop right there. I couldn't go any further. But if you say, no, I don't want to give you my email address, then I just put down this fictitious email address.
Well, why can't there be something on the program that says decline?
Exactly. There should be a checkbox saying, I agree 100%.
I mean, that's not brain surgery.
Yeah. I know. But they don't, you know, they don't come back and say, hey, you only got, you know, out of the 30 people that you've got as customers today, you only got 10 emails. Well, they don't do that. So,
well,
it's not like they're forcing this.
Okay. I realize that I'm a little bit over the top on this, but who gives their email out on this stuff? Well, okay, because people want to get bonus points or something like that, or a gift card.
Well, no, it's not, and I mean, we're not compensated for it, which is fine, but it's for advertising, you know, for the company. You know, we don't, like they say, we don't sell your information or anything like that, but, you know, coupons and specials and stuff like that.
Oh, boy. Okay. Give me your address and I'll send you a nickel.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I know you're up against it, so you guys have a good day.
All right. That's what, 68 cents to send a nickel? Chris, do you give your email address when you go and they ask for it?
Do you mean for the rewards program?
I'm assuming it's for, yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's the reason why not all of them, but many of them ask for it.
Well, if it's a requirement, then, and I actually want to sign up for it, then yes.
Well, I don't know how any business can require that you give them your email address.
Well, I mean, to just shop there, no. But if you want to join the rewards program, yes. They can require whatever they want. It's their program.
But you can say no.
Yes, I can say no. I don't want to join the rewards program.
Okay. All right. There you go, folks. All right. Let's see. What do we... Oh, I need to go head this way with stuff on the way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from SLO County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall, where he said, quote, "We want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The Republican Party statement says they strongly reject this type of rhetoric and asked the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement. City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration at Barty Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of its annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to Green Party at 5:30 p.m. and Steppin' Out at 7:15 p.m. Before the fireworks show will be a presentation of colors and a live performance of the national anthem. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Three far-left progressive candidates endorsed by Mayor Mamdani in New York sweeping their primary races Tuesday. And Alan Wilson, defendant Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt for the GOP nomination for South Carolina governor. The president pushing his own election priorities with Congress ahead of the midterms.
President Trump fixated on a singular goal.
We have to pass the Save America Act.
which is voter ID, which is proof of citizenship.
But he's not getting his way. The president is exasperated at the Senate struggling to approve the bill.
Fox's Chad Pergram, a legal setback for the Trump administration regarding immigration law.
A federal judge in California issuing a nationwide injunction blocking immigration and customs enforcement officials from arresting individuals suspected of being in the U.S. illegally at or near immigration courthouses.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
All righty, it is 8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
In last night's NBA draft taking place in Brooklyn, the league's worst team, the Washington Wizards, had the first selection and surprised no one with their pick. NBA Commissioner David Stern made the announcement.
With the first pick in the 2026 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Anise Dibansa Jr. from Brigham Young University.
Sound courtesy of ESPN, the Utah Jazz selected Darren Peterson of Kansas number 2. Duke's Cameron Boozer went 3rd to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Chicago Bulls took North Carolina's Caleb Wilson 4th. And the Los Angeles Clippers grabbed Illinois' Keaton Wagler with pick number 5. Now, while Washington's basketball team was having a hopeful night in the draft, the city's baseball team had a depressing evening thanks to the Philadelphia Phillies. The Nationals blew a 5-0 lead and then an 8-6 ninth inning lead, allowing 8 straight two-out runs in the Phils' wild 14-9 comeback.
Bryson Stott smokes baby. The deep right field toward the pole. It is gone!
That call courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. And in the World Cup, Ghana played England to a scoreless draw. Ghana coaches, however, were upset. Video assist failed to penalize England with a red card that could have given them an advantage. England possessed the ball for 79% of the game, the longest by any team to be shut out in the last 60 years at the World Cup. That's your look at sports. I'm John Stolness.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, Tascadero. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Sunshine with a little bit of clouds, mid-80s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows near 50 and we'll be in the low 80s again on your Thursday. Well, no, I shouldn't say again. We'll be low 80s on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Mid-80s Monday and next Tuesday, upper 70s, same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 54 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. Once again, little something here that two domestic pigs are in somebody's backyard, somewhere here in the North County. Two pigs, and they're doing a mighty fine job of excavating the backyard of this man. So, you're missing two domestic pigs, probably within, you know, distance of your home. You might be able to figure it out. Good luck with that. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Exactly 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Alrighty, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner out at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. I got a little Today in History question for you. This was the first national television Western series. What is it? Or what was it? Or what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Was it it? Who was it? What was it? What was the first network television show? And this was a take, it was a takeoff from the films. All right, this television series begins with the showing of an edited version of The films had been box office hits, but by the late 40s, these Westerns were being phased out. What was the first national network television Western series? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a really far-out hint. Ohio State football. Nobody will get that. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Yes, Hopalong Cassidy, indeed. Mr. William Boyd, who, well, anyway, do you remember any of the television shows from the 50s?
Well, I used to watch them all the time, but I don't remember anything about them.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure most of us don't remember a lot of the things either. We just remember watching it. Okay. Well done. Were you a Western series fan, you know, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and the rest of them?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like Bonanza, although they wore the same clothes all the time. I've never figured that one out. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson. All right, Mr. Johnson, I have you down. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. All right. The hint from Ohio State was they had a running back named Howard Cassidy. His nickname was Hopalong, and he did win the Heisman Trophy back in 1955. All right. But the series, what happened was, but by the late 40s, B Westerns were being phased out. Now, William Boyd, who had starred as Hopalong in the films, mortgaged everything he owned to buy the rights to the films and license them to NBC Television, where they were edited to broadcast length and became an instant hit. The series earned Boyd's millions of dollars, mostly from merchandising and endorsement deals. In 1950, more than 100 companies manufactured 70 million of Hopalong Cassidy products. Think about that. And also, Hopalong Cassidy was the first licensed character to appear on metal lunchboxes in that same year.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The county sheriff's office arrested a Cambria man for possession of child sexual abuse material. 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo Cambria was arrested for possessing more than 600 images. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 in the Norse Room at Centennial Park. In this afternoon's hearing, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of fees. Staff is recommending the board approve 12 of the appeals. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Boyd himself never branded a cow, or mended a fence, and he disliked Western music, but for whatever it worked. By the way, the original character was a hard-drinking, rough-living wrangler to a cowboy hero who did not smoke, swear, or drink alcohol. Instead, he drank sarsaparilla. There you go. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat the prices on, well, things such as granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.